It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Since the days of Thomas Edison, humans have made audio programs of variable lengths, usually 28 or 58 minutes long, and listeners, usually through radios, have listened. Now, though, many people listen to audio programs through other digital means, subscribing with an RSS feed or purchasing the sounds from an iTunes store. The term podcast itself is, if one's short-term memory has failed, is a proprietary term for a piece of hardware that barely still exists. Still, the term was bandied about a lot in the past year with the popularity and media chatter about Serial, first program to reach 5 million streams or downloads in iTunes history. The Pew Research Center reports that in 2014, three new podcast networks were launched by public radio groups: Radiotopia by PRX, Soundworks by PRI, and Infinite Guest by APM. Now the New Yorker and WNYC are working together to produce a new national radio show and podcast set to premiere in the fall. Now in 2015, a Pew Research study indicates 17% of Americans have listened to a podcast in the past month, up from 9% in 2008. But on the other hand, only one-third of all Americans have ever listened to an entire podcast. So we aren't talking about the penetration of television or radio just yet. But now podcasting is being marketed to advertisers through giant radio networks such as iHeartMedia. Mark Ramsey wrote that, quote, "Last week, iHeartMedia launched its first Soundfront, where they debuted a slate of new original programs that were widely misinterpreted by the media. For example, the headline in Ad Age read, 'iHeartMedia shows off original podcasts at Soundfront.' While that is technically accurate, what's much more accurate is the deeper reality of iHeartMedia's strategy, which few outside iHeartMedia and their advertisers seem to understand. It's a platform strategy, as in content across every platform. Every piece of content iHeartMedia creates will live in some form or another across all of its platforms, thus magnifying the reach and engagement for that content and also magnifying the opportunities for advertisers," unquote. So the typical internet story is playing out as DIY ethos of podcasting gets the throw everything at it corporate approach. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.